I don't think it's on. Craig.
It's not on.
Yeah, you got to turn that shit down, man.
You can't say that. This is about Martin Luther King.
Oh, you're right.
It's you too.
I know, but we shouldn't.
It's me also.
Yeah, but if people hear this, it might be an issue.
Why?
Because we're going to get slanted to the left or to the right.
We're not slanted.
Centric.
We're already slanted. It has nothing to do with the left and the right.
We're centric.
We're eccentric.
Yes, but we're expressing our political beliefs.
What does this have to do with politics?
Isn't this you too?
About humanity.
Well, yeah, but political things always get sucked up into
the
name of love.
Hi, hey, everybody.
Hey, it's on. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
How are you this MLK day?
Yeah. Welcome.
Luther King.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis MLK version.
That's right. Martin Luther King edition.
Is that what it stands for?
MLK?
Yeah.
Yes.
I always thought it was milk, lettuce, and cookies.
Cookies is with a C, Warren.
Oh. I wasn't sure.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Sleepless in Cialis.
Today, first, I'd like to start with a Martin Luther King quote.
Okay.
Can I?
Yes.
May I?
You may.
Okay.
You may.
But, okay.
Wait, the lawyers asked us to express some stuff.
Like what?
Well, at the beginning, since we're going to be discussing...
This phone call is being recorded for training purposes. Is this okay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. But wait, because here at Sleepless in Cialis, we believe in inclusion.
Yes.
We love all people. Uh-huh. We don't discriminate against anybody.
Right.
So the views that are expressed...
Anybody's?
Yes. And the views that are expressed in this podcast may not necessarily reflect the views of
the WAC. Podcast. That's not true.
Why?
They totally express our views.
Okay, what are you going to say?
Oh, wait. Oh, no, they don't express our views.
Yeah,
we don't believe this stuff at all.
We were supposed to... We're trying to protect ourselves from liability. You know that guy, that lawyer guy?
What do we care about liability? We don't have anything.
Well, yeah, we do. We've got this recording equipment.
Your phone?
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. This is from Dr. Martin Luther King. Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter.
I would agree with that.
Absolutely.
I would agree with that.
Yeah?
Yeah. And that's really kind of an interesting thought, especially
Why?
For our age.
Why for right? our age, especially?
Because there were a lot of stuff that mattered to us in our 20s and 30s no longer matters.
Right.
The little stuff. But we've really...
One thing does.
What's that?
Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We can't say sex on air.
Okay.
Yeah, they told us to not...
Fornication?
Fornication, intercourse, I think.
Yes.
Copulation.
Yes.
Consensual activities. Yeah. What does this have to do with Martin Luther King?
It doesn't have anything to do with Martin Luther King, but everything has to do with sex.
Well, yeah, because that's the prime reason that we're here on Earth.
That's not true.
What is?
Love.
Love?
In the name of
no,
love.
No, 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 no. What is love?
One more in the name of
no, no,
love.
No, 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 no. What does love have to do with it?
In the name of love.
No, it seriously, though. And I believe in that quote that he just said.
Why?
You know, because we do need to voice our opinion about those things that matter.
Yes.
Right,
uh-huh.
And I think especially,
or in our case, those things that don't matter.
Yes, which is quite
a
bit.
We have lots of opinions about that.
Yes, and there are plenty of those in this neighborhood.
But we also have lots of opinions about things that do matter.
Right.
And one of them is our topic,
uh-huh.
And that's men and friendships and fake versus real masculinity.
Correct.
And these things. So this is something that we're passionate about. And we decided it was time to stand up for it.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wait. So, I was hanging out with Mel the other night.
Uh-huh.
And we turned on that show, Yellowstone. Okay?
See, I've thought about watching that, but I hate country shit.
Well...
And cowboy stuff.
I was repulsed by the amount of masculinity in the first 30 minutes of that program.
Well, masculinity is not repulsive unless it's a put-on masculinity.
And it was a put-on masculinity.
Really?
For example, you know, the father and son engaged in a conversation, and they were obviously distanced from one another. But it was so macho that there was no emotion, no feeling, nothing expressed between the two. what are you going to do about it? I'm not going to do anything about it. You know, and you're like, yeah. Okay, so what's the point?
What was it?
I don't know.
Well, what were they supposed to do something about?
I don't know.
How can you be repulsed about it if you don't even know what it was? Maybe they shouldn't have done anything about it.
Well, maybe they should maybe talk like normal people. And I think sometimes...
But they're cowboys like 100 years ago, right?
No, it's modern time.
Well, maybe that's the way modern cowboys talk.
I don't know. I think I just get a feeling that, especially the show Yellowstone...
It's a machismo thing.
It's a very machismo thing, you know, with Kevin Costner and, you know, walks, you know, rough and tough. Right. Gets cut and stitches himself up.
Or maybe that's who he really is.
I don't know.
But what we're trying to say is, just be yourself. If you're that guy, cool, do it. But if you're not, don't try to be that. Just be who you are.
But I think guys, there are guys like that in the society. Nothing against them. They're people too, and everybody has a right to be who they want to be.
Right.
But when you build a fake facade around yourself to protect your emotions like that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I want to buy a Ford F-250 and put a lift kit on it, and I want to wear a wife beater t-shirt because I wanted everybody to know what a stud I am.
Right.
Yeah.
But we also don't want to... So some things we are a product of how we're brought up.
Correct. We are a product of our environment.
And those things kind of become who we are. No?
Correct.
So if that was their upbringing... You know, perhaps they were brought up on a ranch, and that's the way everybody, that's the way their dad was, that's the way their grandpa was.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they just become that. So, fine.
This is the part I struggle with, because in our generation, especially Gen X, we've gone through a huge societal shift, right?
Yes.
Women were women, and men were men when we were born.
Yes.
Right? Moms barefoot in the kitchen, cooking, pregnant.
Right.
Right? Dads at work, making money. That society no longer exists.
Right.
It's much more of a 50-50 environment.
Right.
And I think that macho thing, you know, woman, I'm home, bring me a drink, you know.
Oh, is that what it was like?
It had that feeling of it.
Yeah, that I don't like as far as, you know, it's like, be your own person, but you have a duty as a person, as a man, whatever it is, you still need to respect others. You need to especially respect the people that you're with, your family, your wife, you need to treat them respectfully.
Right.
So it can't be, regardless of how you're brought up, if it includes any way of being disrespectful to somebody else, you need to fix that.
But what does respectful mean?
Treating with, that you honor them. You treat them with all of the personal fortitude that they are, that they have. You know, that you respect what they do, who they are, and you allow for them to be who they are, just as you allow for you to be yourself.
I would
and
agree.
You appreciate that.
I would agree. Yeah. I would agree. And I think, but going to our relationship, though, I would classify it a little bit different. We obviously have a lot of respect for one another, which is just innate. However, right. I think we're also extremely conscious of one another.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Hey, he might be thirsty. I'll get him something, too.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Or, hey... You know, hey, you want one of these? Because I have an extra one, right? Uh-huh. Or, hey, get you, you know, whatever. And it's
and it works for me because I'm almost on the receiving end of that.
No, we both are.
I'm just kidding.
No, yeah. But the reality is, it's being conscious of those around you and also feeling a sense of service to those around you as well.
That's a big part of
it. Yeah.
A really big part of it.
And I don't see, and I think... You know, society used to be the man served the woman by giving her a check,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And that's no longer
It's
evident.
Not enough.
No, it's a completely different.
Yeah.
So
I think I think I used to feel that roles needed to kind of go away,
mm-hmm.
but I just think we need to assume our proper roles, and that's in supporting each other.
So the role, that's a great point.
Uh-huh.
But the roles of yesterday were discriminatory. And
absolutely.
Talking about Martin Luther King, who was trying to close that gap. I think it's going.
It's not. You have to unplug the drain.
The drain?
The drain.
I put Drano in there. It should go down. What
but you covered the equipment with water.
No.
So you have to drain it.
Craig, we're in the studio.
Then you have to put it in a bag of rice.
I think those shrooms are coming back.
No.
Yeah, they are. It's on.
My God, 40 years later.
I know, they're coming back. Welcome back to Sleepless in Seattle.
Hey, Warren.
Hey, Craig.
What's happening?
Nothing. How you doing?
Good.
Good?
Good, good.
Would you do shrooms again if you had the chance?
No.
Why not?
I like being in my right mind. Well, I don't enjoy that anymore. I don't like being, like, off.
Oh.
Unless I'm at the dentist.
Oh, because I don't do any mind-altering drugs. Neither one of us do.
No.
But I also think when I did shrooms back in the 80s that I just kind of stayed out there. You know what I mean?
You stayed out there?
Well, yeah.
You haven't really ever returned?
I don't think so.
There's somebody different than you? Who's you?
Well, yeah.
Well,
I think
shit.
So. I don't know who I am, what I am, or what you are, or what.
I don't even know you. Wow. Even the cow.
Going back.
I love that song.
Oh, yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
That song rocks.
Yeah,
that's a great song. Do you think Paul Simon wrote that for her?
No.
No?
No.
I think it was.
No, I think she had that song out before they introduced.
Yeah?
I think she was like on tour or something.
I am is what I am is what you are or what.
Do you like the way she sings it?
I am is what I am. Let me ask you a question, honestly.
Okay.
Did you fall in love with her when this came out?
No.
Liar.
I didn't.
Oh, you would have kicked her out of bed for eating crackers?
Yes.
Liar.
See, the way I figured it is, so she was obviously kind of a hippie girl.
Right.
So that means like...
Unkept.
Overgrown things.
Yes, unkept.
Not my deal.
Yeah.
I don't care for that.
We were talking about Martin Luther King, but I want to talk about personal hygiene.
You do?
Yeah.
They rhyme.
Well, they rhyme.
Martin Luther King, personal hygiene.
And they're both extremely important
Let's
topics.
Let's come up with a song about Martin Luther King and personal hygiene.
Okay. Go for it.
Let's do it another time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But
first, we have to finish our podcast.
So thank you very much, Dr. Martin Luther King, for
all
that you did.
Sincerely, we're all very appreciative. And it's you changed the world we live in.
Yeah, I know it was a highly controversial subject in the state in which we live.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the message that he was sharing, but I think we suffer a different type, or we were suffering from a different type of discrimination here in our state, being so close to the border.
Yes.
And
can I tell my personal thoughts on this?
What
is we left it, and I think in some ways we've returned. And I don't like it.
Neither do I.
And I think it is, but you know, I don't know why it seems to come up every election.
Yes. It seems
and it's
to be
starting
a big
to piss me
point.
Off because I don't know. Is it, are they afraid that if we all get along and we band together and we actually do something worthwhile that we might affect the government?
Yes.
Because it's just too ironic that it comes up every fucking election, and all of a sudden we're pitted against each other, and I fucking hate it.
Yep.
I hate it.
Yep, I agree with you 100%.
And you can see it. And remember all the shit right before the Black Lives Matter stuff? Remember all these cops doing this stuff? Where did it all go?
It just washed away.
Why?
They silenced everybody. Why? They silenced them.
But I don't think it was... I think it was a natural silence.
Uh-huh.
Because I think it was all produced shit to start off with.
Sensationalism,
and they pitted us against each other.
Yep.
And then the election's over? Oh, we don't need to do that stuff now.
Well, you got to remember, whether it's Fox or whether it's CNN, you know, from the left or from the right.
Right.
The stories that they report, right, are based and there for one single purpose, and that's to generate advertising sales, right?
Yes.
So the more sensationalism that there is in a story, the worse they make the cops look, or the worse they make the victim look, or how good they make the victim look, whatever the case is, then they're going to generate more ad revenue. That's what pays their bills.
Well, not necessarily even ad revenue.
Uh-huh.
So if it's supporting a political agenda...
Uh-huh.
Not to get off on this stuff, but if it's to support a political agenda, that's money.
Correct.
Because what is it? Lobbyists, they have all these groups that support particular politicians.
Correct.
So the more that they do stories that enforce that we need this particular politician, then whatever it is, big pharma, whatever yep. that agenda and is, always, it's supported.
Always a very specific target market attached yes. to each agenda.
Yeah.
Right? And yep. should that target market have a lot of money, then they're going to go for it.
Right.
Right? And I think...
folks, don't get us wrong. We're not like conspiracy theorists and all that stuff. But you get to where you're at a certain age where you see the same shit over and over and over again.
Uh-huh.
And it's hard not to call it for what it is.
And this becomes going back to your original quote from Martin Luther King
uh-huh.
about saying stuff about what really matters.
Yes.
And I think our press has definitely become a leader in discrimination.
Yes, right? Agreed.
In creating division in our country.
Yes.
Because discrimination or division is a force of a style of discrimination.
Right.
And it's horrifying what they've done.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
As a matter of fact, whether it's CNN, whether it's Fox or any of these other networks or even NPR,
right.
you know, I don't believe what's being reported because it's a very narrow perspective of whoever's talking.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's often two sides to every story about things that happen.
There absolutely are.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which is horrible.
Because there's no color, black, brown, yellow, white, red, makes me think that you believe anything.
Yep.
That has nothing to do with it. But now also, if you're white, you're racist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's bullshit too.
And if you're a white male,
uh-huh.
then it's even worse because then you have the what was the
white privilege stuff?
The Harvey Weinstein thing.
Oh, that's horrific. Yeah,
which is kind of stereotyped it for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. And I don't think that's fair.
It's not fair.
No. So I think we mm-hmm. need to stop creating these stereotypes, or the press yeah. needs to stop creating these stereotypes yeah. that... all white men or all black men or all red men or all yellow men do certain crimes and do certain things because right. we're not all the same.
And we don't think the same. Nobody yeah. thinks the same.
So I teach a class about eggs. And one of the most common questions that I get is a brown egg the same as a white egg? Mm-hmm. Is a blue egg the same as a yellow egg?
Right.
Right. And the question is, you know, the nutritional value of the egg is always the same.
Is it really?
The only thing that is different is the color of the shell.
Wow.
And the color of the shell is dependent upon the parents. So eggs and people are exactly the same.
Right.
We all have different skin tones, right? But the nutritional value on the inside is equal across the board.
Right.
So there's no difference.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just...
until you leave that egg and you put it in the wrong environment.
Right.
And it starts to rot, it goes bad.
Or you keep it warm and it hatches.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And I think we need to start looking at matters like that and yeah. stop automatically assuming that just because you're from point A or you're this color or that color, mm-hmm. we pass judgment
yeah.
when we see somebody, and it's unfair and it's unjust.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Except passing judgment on the German Filipinos.
German Filipinos are number one.
They're not.
In my book.
Nobody's number one.
They are.
We're all number one.
We all have somebody number one.
We don't.
Why not?
We're all number one. Everybody's number one. We're all the same.
No, there's like 1.25s and 1.3s, 1.4s.
There's 10s. There's
9s. Yeah, there's 9, 10. There's all sorts of stuff, man. Yeah. But German Filipino food forever. That most definitely. But
anyway, we don't mean to rant. We're telling you what we think.
So, have you ever dealt with discrimination before?
Yes, absolutely have.
Against absolutely you or been have. Witness to?
Against me.
Okay. Oh yeah. Yes.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is can you share that story in a from a? Are you able?
There's a nonprofit corporation.
Uh huh.
That considered me to run their operation here locally.
Uh-huh.
And so I had contacted with them, and we went through like preliminary interview stuff, but never meeting in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I met them for breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and I saw these people come through the front door of this breakfast establishment. I introduced myself, and they were silent.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, we're sitting over here. Let's go sit over here. So we sat down, and it was very strangely silent, and mm-hmm. nobody was talking.
Awkward silence.
Yeah. So finally I said, is something wrong? This is very awkward. And the lady blurts out, we thought you were black.
Ow.
And I said, well, why would you think that? She said, well, your last name.
Uh-huh.
She said, and kind of the way you sounded on the phone. So, which is a little stereotyping to start mm-hmm. off with. And my last name's Leonard. The only one I know is Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't know other
right.
ones. And then, and I said, what about me sounds black? What does black sound like? It's a right. voice. I don't know that there's a black sound.
Right.
And so anyway, I finally said, is our interview done here? And they said, yes, sir.
Wow.
And I said, I think y'all should be ashamed of yourself. And I got up and laughed.
Wow.
And it was, yeah. So didn't even consider, they didn't even want to talk to me once they found out that I was black.
Because you were white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very qualified for that job.
And I think we've kind of forgotten, you know, as the table turns here, that there is other new forms of discrimination that are developing in our society.
Yes.
And we just kind of got to get over this whole thing and just start treating ourselves equally and non-judgmentally. And
right.
I worked in Trinidad and Tobago for a period of time.
How cool. That's beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful area. Yeah, Port of Spain. And that was probably some of
Wait,
the...
Wait, did you work in the Port of Spain or Trinidad and Tobago?
The Port of Spain in Trinidad.
What about Tobago?
Tobago was a separate island.
Really? They're two separate islands?
Yes!
I didn't know that.
But that was the most discriminatory environment.
It's far from Spain.
It's not... Well, it's still called the Port of Spain. It's only 7 miles from Venezuela, though.
But what? Venezuela's not close to Spain.
No, but they just... The Spaniards, they fucked everybody.
They did?
Yes! As they traveled the world!
Right on. I've decided I'm going to be a Spaniard.
Well, let's call ourselves the conquistadors. Yeah. But
or the conquistadors.
The conquistadors, yeah. Yeah, well, something like that, yeah. But in that country, that was probably the worst discrimination I've ever been exposed to. If you were dark-skinned, you had a certain curfew. And if you were dark-skinned, you had a certain level of work that you could achieve.
Are you shitting
yeah.
me?
Yeah. Middle management was always West Indies, right? And uh-huh. upper management was always white American.
Seriously?
And I'll always remember working there, and it's like, this guy's a rock star in the culinary department. He's uh-huh. got great leadership abilities. He's, you know, done everything else that we're looking for. Let's move him up the ladder. Unfortunately, we can't make that move.
No shit. Yeah.
And it's like, what is wrong? Are you guys in the dark ages here or what?
Good Lord.
Yeah. Guess what?
Oh, that just makes me sad.
Guess what?
What?
We're at the end of the podcast.
We can't. It's our special MLK edition.
What is that, like a car?
It's our MLK edition,
Warren.
No, don't
they have a car that's an MLK car?
No,
that's yeah, it. No, the Lincoln. The Lincoln. Don't they make an MLK? MLZ. No.
MKZ.
MKZ.
Yes, I think so.
Is that Martin King's... Something? Yeah?
Xylophone.
Xylophone.
Wait, that's with an X.
Xylophone.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to ask one question.
Okay.
What does discrimination stem from?
Insecurity. I think.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting answer.
How am I going to make myself feel better about myself?
Yeah.
And what's our natural inclination when we don't feel good about ourselves, when we need to feel worse about somebody else?
Is it a form of narcissism?
Oh, absolutely it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely it is.
It's kind of a scary thought, isn't it?
But group narcissism, that's very strange.
Yeah.
But what was the Nazis?
Yeah.
Do you get more narcissistic than that? Why can't I speak today?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like I feel so passionate about this. It's like everything I say, I'm thinking like 12 steps ahead of that while I'm saying it.
Do you know that you're starting to sound Castilian? You're starting to get like a lisp.
Really?
Yeah, ever since you said you're going to become Spanish and
oh
screw
my
the
God.
World.
Yeah. Wow.
Ladies and gents, what a great episode.
Thank you for being here. Take it. Reflect today.
What's our email address?
Sleep with sounds. But seriously, take today. Reflect on who you are, how you feel, and how you treat people.
Yeah.
And let's just, let's... Since our government's not going to do it for us, let's band together and just be people and enjoy each other and support each other. Everybody, who we are.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. Have a great day,
enjoy.
Everybody.
See y'all.
Bye.